This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Broadway's Best will receive their honors this weekend at the 73rd Annual Tony Awards on Sunday. So today, we'll hear from someone who makes those Broadway shows come to life. Dane Laffrey designs sets and costumes for the theater, including the set for the latest revival of Christopher Shin's play, Dying City, which is playing now at the Tony Kaiser Theater in New York City. As it turns out, making theater involves a bit of economics. Here's his story.
Hey, I'm Dane Laffrey, and I'm a set and costume designer for theater. Basically, the designer is responsible for everything that you look at in the theater. So any physical object that is on stage is something that I am responsible for. The best design really does go from, like, the macro to the super granular. So you really, like, have a lot of conversations about, like, oh, is that the right coffee cup? Should we look at 10 other coffee cups? Probably. To, like, where are we? What is this world? What are we wanting the audience to think when they walk in the space? Sets are, like, other characters, you know? And what differentiates set design from, like, architecture is that we are not always dealing in the real and the concrete. We also get to deal in the fantastical, the magical, the surreal. Obviously, like, budget is, it's always a factor. I have certainly worked on shows that have, like, a $1,200 budget and shows that have a $750,000 budget. It can be a punishing limitation or it can be a helpful limitation. And having an understanding of economy in the work does have a relationship to, like, actual, you know, the economy of making theater, because you sort of know that, like, however big you're dreaming about it, like, that thing ultimately sort of has to fit into this kind of a box, not this kind of a box. I think people come into design from a lot of different places, and certainly for me, but I think it's a common thread among designers and other theater professionals, is that, like, the first love was theater. But I wasn't an actor. I discovered that quite early on. And then I eventually, like, found my way towards scenic and costume design, and that was really the, like, beginning of it for me. It's not because I love to design things, it's because I love to make theater.